Lesson 16. Would you like it wrapped? In part as a rebellion against art's consumer orientation, a movement known as Earth Art or Earthworks developed in the 1960s. Earth artists set out to oppose the buying and selling of art by creating outdoor works that were either too big or too evanescent to own. For example, Walter de Maria's Lightning Field consists of 400 metal rods placed in a grid spanning thousands of square feet in an open field to attract lightning. And Robert Smithson's Spiral Jetty, a spiral dirt path that leads into Utah's Great Salt Lake, has been submerged by natural flooding. Arguably, the most famous Earth artist is a man named Christo, born Christo Vladimirov Yavachev in Bulgaria in 1935. Before settling in New York, Christo studied at the Art Academy in Bulgaria and the Fine Arts Academy in Austria, and worked in Paris, where he met his wife, Jean-Claude. Originally his factotum, Jean-Claude is now his trusted advisor and collaborator on Earthworks. Christo is known for his predilection for wrapping large objects. His earlier works involved wrapping banal objects such as road signs, bicycles, and chairs. In the 60s, before he gained widespread popularity, Christo had grander visions, such as wrapping a school and a couple of landmarks around Paris, but the French government would not permit it. As his public acceptance grew, however, Christo was allowed to wrap buildings in several cities around the world. Over time, some of Christo's works have escalated to such a scale that his earlier projects seem insignificant in comparison. For example, Christo wrapped several islands off the coast of Miami in bright pink plastic, 1983, Paris's famous Pont-Neuf Bridge in gold fabric, 1985, and an entire promontory on the Australian coastline in white fabric, 1987. Because of the grand scale of Christo's earthworks, figuring out how to execute them can be a conundrum for workers. Completing a work often involves hiring a crew to erect his extraordinary pieces, as well as battling courts, environmentalists, and neighboring residents to get permission to carry out his projects. For example, his work, Running Fence, a white nylon fence that extended for 24 miles in California, took 13 years of preparation before it was completed in 1976. Christo and his wife had to induce 60 landowners and 15 government bodies to give their permission, attend 17 public hearings, file a 450-page environmental impact report, and deal with objections ranging from the most thoughtful to the most picayune. In addition, the people who lived in the area were quite skeptical. "I've been hanging laundry for 60 years, and nobody's ever called me an artist," remarked a bemused resident. The most intransigent opposition came from local artists who claimed the project was a publicity stunt that would give art a bad name. The reviews, however, were laudatory. One critic commented that Running Fence is not only a piece of sculpture, but itself sculpts the land. On February 12, 2005, Christo and Jean-Claude unveiled the gates in New York's Central Park. In the days before the opening, 600 workers installed 7,516-foot-tall gates stretched out along 23 miles of Central Park's walkways. Over 1 million square feet of saffron-colored fabric was used to create the panels, which moved with the wind. The changing light turned the panels from golden yellow to deep red against the wintry gray background of the park. The gates was designed to be temporary. It stood for only 16 days. Then the materials were recycled. During that time, millions of visitors had the chance to enjoy this bright ribbon on the dark winter landscape. Christo's work is controversial. But while some are skeptical, many fans and critics believe that his work has panache and provides an aura of mystery and whimsy. Christo himself claims that his art is more than just frivolity. He believes it has social significance. His fanciful and dramatic alterations to environments and landmarks are an effort to encourage people to consider their relationship both to his works and to the immediate environment, thereby urging spectators to be newly cognizant of the meaning of the setting. The most grandiose project of all is still only a gleam in Christo's eye. He would like to erect a series of glass walls, temporarily blocking off all east-west traffic across the United States. It is unlikely that even Christo will be able to accomplish this feat.